honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
It is so important to reduce the toxins in your home. And today we're going to talk about creating a healthy home sanctuary. I'm so glad, Andrea. I know this topic is right up your alley.
It is. And I'm very excited to have Amy on the show today. Amy Ziff, like I have to tell you, I met Amy not too long ago at a ShiftCon conference. It was a blogging conference. And I loved her. I fell in love right away from the minute of meeting her, but from the moment I met her. And we went to go attend a conference, like one of the talks together. And she is so darn smart. So I am so happy you're on the show today, Amy. Welcome
Thank
to Naturally
you.
Savvy Radio.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so great to have you on, Amy. When I was reading about you, it was really interesting. I read that you have a genetic predisposition to toxicity. What does that mean?
Yeah, I do. I have something for those who want to get a little deeper on this called MTHFR, which is a certain kind of gene that makes people more likely to have trouble actually processing chemicals in their body. It's that I don't methylate as well as, you know, someone who doesn't have the MTHFR gene mutation. And the thing about it is that then, you know, first of all, this is not uncommon. About 50% of the population has this gene. But what happens when you have it is sometimes it will, you know, you might show up with asthma or you might show up more likely with another kind of ailment, not ever attributing it to the MTHFR gene mutation, but actually just thinking, you know, this is what you were stuck with. But what we've learned is that we can upregulate genes due to epigenetics, and I'm sure you guys know a lot about this, but for most people, this is a really new concept, which means you're not stuck just living with what you've got. And so just because I have this MTHFR, you know, gene doesn't mean I have to just sit with it. It means, yeah, I'm more likely to respond to toxins in my environment than the next person sitting next to me. Probably I'm going to be more sensitive, but I can do things to make myself process those chemicals better and live in a way that I'm just kind of like everybody else. But it does make me very particular about what goes into my environment, and all my kids have this gene as well. So I want to make sure that, you know, we're keeping a very, what I'd call a clean home or a home sanctuary, so that they can get on being their best selves in life and not be encumbered with allergies and irritations and other things that can come along with this condition.
So tell me, Amy, I'm just curious, how did you know that you had this gene?
Well, it is a long and involved story for probably more for another day because it could take us on a whole tangent. But essentially, I found out when I lost a pregnancy. And the doctors were looking at this and they couldn't figure out, you know, you lose it's a late-term pregnancy loss. And sometimes it takes doctors years and years to actually take a look at this. But I had some really wonderful doctors. I was very fortunate. I was in New York City at the time. And this is kind of a cutting-edge area of you know, obstetrics and gynecology, and my doctors were on it, and they did this test, and there's actually, if you know, my mom had a stillbirth, and so there was this kind of reason to investigate, and turns out we both have this gene in conjunction with the clotting disorder as well, and it can really affect the placenta. So that is the short way of telling you how I found out. Most people don't know. And that's what's amazing to me is that it impacts so many people, but they don't know. And whether or not you have this gene mutation, the fact is you may have, you definitely have a lot of toxins in your home because we just live in a toxic age. But there's a lot that you can do with it to increase, or what I like to say is health up. And really take your health into your own hands, because these are kind of silent impacts, these chemicals. We can't necessarily see or smell or know that they're there unless you really dive into what's into your products. But they are there, and they equal what I like to call the body burden, what's known as the body burden. And everyone has a different body burden, but we all carry it around, and whatever you can do to ease that means your body can get back to business of doing everything else it wants to do to build really good, you know, cellular function.
Well, jump right in, Amy. Tell us how to lower the chemicals that can make you sick in your home.
Yeah, and so I really think it's really important for people to know that there are things that they can do at every end of the spectrum, no matter where they are. I've been on this journey for a number of years. But there are other people who are just starting and they don't have to spend a lot of money. They can make some easy tweaks. So we're going to focus today on these easy tweaks. And if you're, you know, wondering why to do it, it's because it impacts your health at numerous levels. So one, keep pollutants out of your house. And the way to do that, the easiest way, is to become one of those homes where you ditch your shoes at the door. So remove your shoes and stop tracking in pesticides and other pollutants that get picked up. You know, there's this statistic, I can say that, there's a statistic that 1% of all the pesticides used out there actually make it to the designated plant that they were designed or intended for. So what that means is that 99% of those chemicals that are sprayed are out there in the air, and they are heavy polymers, and they settle onto the ground, and we walk in them, and they get tracked in our shoes, and they get brought into our homes. This is whether you live in a farming community or if you're just walking down the streets of any city, you know, you can pick up all kinds of what we like to call PAHs and heavy metals that are a result of you know, car pollution and exhaust, and you don't want those all over your house. So again, these things are really, you don't see them, but they're there, and you want to keep them out. So that's one. And this relates to kind of the second thing, which is keep your air clean. Now again, taking your shoes off at the door, it's just changing a habit. Didn't cost you a cent, and you're going to, you know, reduce the toxins that are coming into your home. But now you want to think about the air in your home and what you can do to keep that clean. And it's fascinating because indoor air is really a pressing concern. You know, people spend about 90% of their time indoors these days, and the air inside most homes is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the average outdoor air. So that means our homes are not as clean as it might seem. Easy, again, solution that costs you nothing, open your windows every day, even in the cold of winter. Do it for an hour, get some cross breeze, and just bring in fresh air. That's awesome. If you want to take that a step deeper, you might want to invest in an air filter, a really good purifier. Make sure you're using MERV 7 or 12 or higher level filters. If you already have an HVAC unit in your house or your home, make sure that you're getting to change those filters 2 times per year. I mean, it's really easy for us to sort of forget about those things that general maintenance, but that can have a really big impact on the overall air quality in your home.
So I used to have an HVAC, and I used to clean that filter myself, and believe me, it's dirty and it's gross. So definitely very important to clean it. I mean, we had a high level of carbon dioxide in the house, so we had an HVAC put in. But that's a really great tip. And what about plants, Amy? We have about maybe less than a minute left. What about something like plants? Does that help as well?
Yeah. Plants are good, and what's known as the peace lily is an awesome plant. It's impossible to kill. You'll go away for a week. It'll be really droopy. You'll think it's dead. Just add water, and it'll perk right up. And that is a terrific purifier. Put one in every room of your home, especially the kitchen, especially if you have gas on your stove. And other things to think about just for people, keep top of mind, filter your water. Any filter is better than no filter. Go pesticide-free. And when I say that, look for things with antimicrobial, antibacterials in them. That means those soaps, you got to get them out because those have pesticides in them and people don't know to look at that.
I love that you also talk about, I mean, all those are great tips. And I love that you talked about the peace lily. I never knew about that. And I need that in my house because I kill every plant. So I'm definitely going out and buying one for every room in my house today. Amy, thank you so much for being on our show today. And if you want to learn more about Amy, you can go to her website at amyziff.com. You can also follow her on Twitter. I do, at amyziff. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful, non-toxic day and stay well.